Hello, everyone, and welcome to the big show. Ho, ho. I'm Jeff Gamet, your host, at least for today. It is holiday quiz time on the big show, and super excited about that. But before I hand over the reindeers to Patrice, we need to figure out who all is here. And then I will prepare my my horribly thought out corporate apology for the off the cuff random puns I've just been making. Patrice, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a challenging week, also kind of a quiet week. We had Christmas party last Friday, corporate Christmas party. You know how that goes. I don't know how that is in the companies you work, but here in Austria, we start at 6 p.m. and the last people leave at 6 a.m. And it's usually also like, it's not just like some intern or whatever. No, it's like the bosses and whatever. Everybody is partying until like the next day. It's a lot of fun.
Your corporate holiday parties sound way better than any.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good. Well, was good.
The best part is that 6 a.m. you all go back to the office and make a push to production. Because that's a good thing to do.
Of course. Yeah. Saturday morning, 6 a.m. we do that. Yes. Right. No, it was. I mean, it's not that everybody stays that long, but like a lot of people do. And it's always a lot of fun. Anyway, I didn't even stay that long. And I'm usually the 6 a.m. person. But it's been, and then I had like a friends Christmas get together, pre-Christmas get together on Saturday. So, and then I was not flying on Sunday because I was still drunk. No, actually, I didn't drink that much in general, but because the weather was kind of horrible. We have a lot of fog here. If I've not seen the sun basically since sometime last week somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's usually pretty foggy. So, I mean, no wind, but that means you get fog here. That's it. Yeah, but I'm happy, and I mean I also needed the time of the week to prepare the Christmas quiz. So
yeah, and I am super excited to see how poorly I do.
It's gonna be fun.
Well, oh, speaking boy. Of alternating oh, between boy, fog and sun, Tom, how's it going in Bay Country?
In Bay Country,
that's going pretty good. Actually, we did have a pretty bad spell of fog for about 4 or 5 days. Tule fog, my favorite kind. It's the fog that arises from cold ground, mm-hmm. as opposed to the fog that rolls in from the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's been cold, California cold. And then yesterday, for some bizarre reason, it was like 68 degrees.
Wow. What? That's nice.
And today it's back down to 50.
got a nice summer day for Ian somewhere in between.
But I'm mostly looking forward to making one last post office run for the show. I need to pop a few more boxes in the mail.
Empty ones.
Then we're done. Yeah. Empty ones with coal, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, time of year to be shipping coal out.
Yeah. Well, fresh from the English countryside, which is mud. How's it going, Ian?
You're not wrong. It's rained and rained and rained and rained over here in the UK. We've got cloud and we've got rain. So yeah, it's been wet. Where I live, floods, so there's across the fields, across the way, the river's all fallen out, and it's over the fields, which every year it's fine. It's just what happens. The road down near me, there's a bit where you have to really drive through the brow of the road, because if you go to either side, it's a bit deeper. Mm-hmm. Especially when you keep your car running, drive over the brow. Top tip for the day.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Because roads go like that, goes with a camber on them, you drive over the brow, you're more likely not to end up with water up your exhaust pipe and a car not working. But yeah, otherwise it's a good week. It's a good week. I'm at the end of a busy year for me. I've got another few days in work, and then I'm off till New Year. So I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to, and I'm just kind of doing lots of little bits of admin and other nonsense in terms of work. So it's kind of nice. It's a gentle pace of life as opposed to delivering trainings and things and that. And then in the new year, the madness begins with our big kickoff event. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm clearly still alive, so go me. I did not blow away yesterday. We had a high wind event. It's basically like having a hurricane without the water. And so we knew it was coming, and the wind speeds in Boulder, or I guess just south of Boulder, actually did hit 109 miles an hour.
Wow.
And so
nice. Yeah, that's drafty. So,
slightly drafty.
a wee bit of a draft. Yep. So we definitely had hurricane force winds for a good chunk of the day. And yeah,
but that means no fog.
Yeah,
there was and no probably fog. Also no rain because it's too much wind.
Yeah, I mean there's just this massive cloud thing that rolled over the mountains with all this wind. And for a while, when you looked west towards the mountains in Colorado, you could hear in the background, no one simply walks into Mordor. That's how it looked. And whatever snow was here, even if we had a little bit of snow that was left, and it was just, you know, basically ice. Well, that's gone because it either sublimated or simply became airborne and turned into lethal projectiles. You know, winter in Colorado.
Winter in Colorado.
So anyhow, I'm super excited to be here because first I'm hanging out with all of you and it's awesome. But then also because it is our holiday quiz day, and this is the reckoning that I face every single year. And it's the reckoning where everyone realizes I can't remember a damn thing that's happened over the past year, even if it's something that I brought to the show to talk about. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to remember what it was.
I can guarantee I'm not. I just guarantee it.
Yeah.
All right,
we'll see. So, so Patrice, you put so much work into making the holiday Christmas quizzes for the Big Show and the Mac Show happen every year. Mm-hmm. And you deserve a big shout out for that. So thank you for all the hard work you do. And I feel like I should hand the reins over to you now because...
Since I'm the reindeer, right?
You're the reindeer. And so does that make you master or mistress of ceremonies?
Mistress of ceremonies, usually, right?
Okay.
Of course.
Well, then, dear mistress, please take it away and expose how little I actually know.
Okay, that could now go a completely different way.
It could go any direction. Just remember,
yeah.
What demographic do we want for the show today?
That's a good question. Let's think about that. No, let's do something else.
Right.
So as is tradition, the last show of the year is our annual Christmas quiz. So that is today. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow on the Big Show, on the Mac Show as well. Today is the Big Show. So every year I compile, and Ewan did it before me, so it's all his idea. But I compile a list of questions based on the news stories that happened throughout the year, the stuff that happened. Mostly what we talked about on the show, plus maybe a couple extra sources, usually like big things like Google I/O announcements and CES and whatever. Like we can't cover it all, so there's a couple of things from that. But things that usually either we talked about or were in the bigger tech space and we should actually know about. And we just have some fun. Like it's really just to have fun. How this goes is every person picks a number. And I have a number of quiz questions. The number goes from 1 to 47. Hint, hint, hint. 47. If you know, you know. And so 1 to 47, once a number is picked, of course, you cannot do that again. So keep track of it. You always get, like, we'll make fun of the people who get the numbers wrong. That's also a tradition on BTN. Unfortunately, Muller is not here because he was always good at that, like just picking numbers that had already been picked. And yeah, there's a question.
It's sure I can manage that.
It's a superpower. There's a question. There is one or many answers. We have a couple Christmas crackers again on the list. Those are questions that give you that have multiple answers and give you multiple points. The rule is always the person who gets asked the question gets 2 points, usually for every correct answer. If they cannot get it, someone else can steal. Please, I would say just either write it in the chat first or raise your hand or something that I know that you were first. If you know the answer, you can steal it, but you only get half the points. So you get 1 point for each correct answer if you steal it. And we'll do, I don't know, we'll just time box it, as they say in the corporate world. We'll just do a couple of rounds until the time is up, and at that point, whoever has the most points wins the golden star of winning the Christmas quiz and remembering more than the others about what happened in the news. So that's it. And the rule is also, of course, whatever answer I have is correct, even if it's wrong. I hope it's all correct. It should be, but just in case, you know, the quiz master is always right, or the quiz mistress is always right. That's the one rule that we have to follow. Good. I would simply say I'll start in the order I have here, and that would be I'll do the zoo order, which is Ian starting.
I'll start with question one.
Question number one. Oh, that's easy for me because I can just keep the sheet where it is. In a dramatic reversal, Google scooped up this AI coding company after OpenAI's acquisition fell through. What company did we discuss in July?
July. Oh. You're going out the window of my possible memory.
Which was yesterday.
Which was yesterday, yes, exactly. Was
memory like a goldfish. It
was before my dinner, really, to be honest.
Okay. AI coding company that OpenAI wanted to acquire and couldn't, and then Google scooped them up. 3, 2, 1.
Anthropic.
Nope. That's wrong. Someone else want to steal it?
I can see the name of the company right here. and yet I can't read
Tom?
It.
Windsurf. Windsurf?
Correct. That was Windsurf.
All them.
Yes. Yeah. The acquisition was actually quite funny because round one, question one, and 1 point for Tom. Because it was kind of a weird acquisition because Google simply bought all the people.
People.
<It's> people.
That's yeah. What I remember. It was one of those mm-hmm. weird new acquisitions.
Correct. So 1 point for Tom. And Tom, you can go next.
How about number four?
Number four. What controversial feature did Sam Altman pitch for ChatGPT that Sam found both exciting and disturbing?
Is this multiple or nope. Is this a multiple single, answer?
No, nope, single one? Single answer. Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Okay,
I
I'll open no it up for everybody else.
I think I know what it.
Okay,
what this
Jeff.
One is. Medical diagnoses and health diagnoses.
Nope, that is not correct. Ian, you want to give it a try? No clue.
Navigation.
Nope. No, it was remembering your whole life, or like having a life memory.
Oh, that would be really handy for the quiz.
Well, it wouldn't even need the entire life, just the last year. Or last 11 yeah. months or something. 11 and a half. Yeah. So, yeah. Jeff, your turn.
Let's go with 12.
12. What controversial AI tool promised to diagnose medical conditions like a doctor?
Oh, geez. Of course, right after I come up with the wrong answer.
Controversial AI. We have a lot.
I want it to be OpenAI.
No. I think Ian was first. Ian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grok.
Nope. Tom?
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Controversial nope. AI.
Jeff was close.
Oh.
No, Jeff, you cannot steal it.
ChatGPT.
Okay, I'll give you that point. Dr. ChatGPT or ChatGPT Health Diagnosis. I'll give you that point. Just
to... I needed to give you
yes.
the product, OpenAI not the company name.
Was, yeah, I wanted the tool, that's... not the company.
That's
yeah.
fair.
So
yeah.
So that means after we have already done one round, I'll add up the scores. And so we have Tom with 1 point, and we have Tom with 2 points. Tom with 1 point, Tom with another point. So I think it's no surprise.
I think you need to give Jeff half a point for the OpenAI.
There's no point, no half points.
Come on.
Nope. So with that, we basically have the
following. You rigid corporate people.
Patrice is a harsh but fair mistress.
Oh, I am, yes.
Rules with a rod of iron.
So, not a surprise, Tom leads this round, the very first round, with 2 points. But there's still a lot of points to go. So, let's go back and start again with Ian.
I'll take 21.
21. What dramatic outage took down X in November 2025, made ironic by Elon's mocking of AWS customers just a month earlier?
That would be Cloudflare.
That is correct. That was 21.
That would be Cloudflare having problems. And they had another brief outage the other week as well.
Just to carry it on. Couple actually, after that one. Tom, you're next.
Okay, how about number 24?
24. What meta irony did NVIDIA highlight in March 2025 about AI and electrical grids? Meta irony. I remember that story. It was a fun story.
NVIDIA highlight.
Yeah, they talked about that. They were like, hey...
AI can consume too much power, but it can also balance the power grid. I don't know.
I'll actually give that to you. AI can solve electrical grid problems caused by AI.
Oh, that's all AI was.
Circular problem. It just goes round in a big circle. We'll bug it up and then we'll fix it. We'll bug it up and then we'll fix it.
2 points for Tom.
Oh, man. This is the year of circular NVIDIA, you know, between this and their investment strategy.
Jeff. Oh, that's true. Yes. Jeff, your number.
16.
16. Oh, YouTube celebrated a major milestone this year in May. Mm. What was it?
100 billion videos watched.
That is not correct.
But it sounds good.
It sounds good, Tom.
20th anniversary?
Correct. Tom, you're stealing the points. So,
I think that was my story.
That might have been your story.
What number was that one?
That was 16. So 16. With that, we have 2 points for Ian, 0 points for Jeff, and 3 points for Tom. So that brings the total. I'll just show it real quick. Let's reload that. That brings the total ranking like that. Tom is leading with 5 points, Ian with 2 points, and Jeff, still a big fan zero. You have to catch up now.
I am on brand.
You're on brand. You're absolutely on brand. So let's go into the next round right straight away. Ian, what's your next
number? I'll take 42, the answer to life, universe, and everything.
So you think the answer is 32? No, it's not. Kagi Search Engine celebrated what milestone in May 2025?
Kagi. Mm. Has it reached over 1 million users?
I don't know, but
no. 1 billion users. No? Tom, someone Tom bought or it, Jeff? Obviously, but
no, Tom or Jeff.
10-year anniversary.
Nope. Nope. It was, but you were close. I mean, not in years, but you were close in form of what the answer was. The answer was 3-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
It's not that old.
See, that needed celebration. That needed celebration.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. It was 10 in internet years.
Okay. Yeah. 20. No, 30, because this time's 10, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So 0 points for that one. That is Tom's turn now.
33.
What did Sora, OpenAI's video tool, have problems with in October
2025? Wasn't it porn?
It was indeed porn. Yeah, fetish content.
Isn't that the answer to every video?
Fetish content, adult content, right. all of the above. Yes, that was exactly it, and we talked about it on the show, I think. That means,
and I probably made an inappropriate joke.
Probably, yes.
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly. Because
probably.
It's
a question.
Not even a question, Jeff. But not a big question is, what's your number?
Okay, so let's go with 26, no. So that Tom can have another point.
Okay. Ooh, that is a Christmas cracker. So we have a lot of points for you. In November 2025, Waymo entered new cities for its robotaxi service. Name all cities and metropolitan areas that are currently driving fully autonomously. They're currently driving fully autonomously in. They might not accept riders yet. And I'll give you a hint. It's 10.
It's 10.
Yeah, any you can name.
Austin.
Austin, Texas is one, yes.
Oakland.
Oakland is not one, nope.
San Jose.
San Jose. I'll give it to you and say Bay Area in general, yes.
Okay, fair enough. Because yes. I mean, right there you have San Jose, Sunnyvale, Cupertino, yes. And yeah.
That's why I said metropolitan areas.
I was going to list all the cities on the
page. Nope. Yeah. No, I said specifically cities and metropolitan areas. So where they have an entire area, I want, of course, more the area or more interest in the area. So we have two.
Crap! I need to come up with more. Seattle.
Seattle is not on the list. Nope.
Yeah, no surprise there. Is Portland on the list?
Portland is also not yet on the list.
Huh. wow. Tokyo.
Tokyo is not on the list, but they are actually expanding to it. But it's not yet. It's only testing right now. There's no.
I'm a million of my time.
They're working their way up to Tokyo.
Correct.
Yeah. Phoenix.
Phoenix is correct. That's another one.
Jeez.
Three more guesses, if you have them.
Okay. Vegas?
Vegas is not yet on the list, but is actually also coming.
Once again, I'm ahead. San Diego.
San Diego is also not yet on the list, but coming.
See, I'm just ahead. I'm ready for next.
You're ahead of the curve.
I'm ready to lose next year's quiz already.
Yes. One more.
Miami.
Miami is on the list. So that is your number 10. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4. So you get 8 points for that one. Round 3. That was question.
Well, at least I'm not a total 26. Bust for the game now.
That is true. What? So you got 8 points. Good. That means we have 6 more that someone can steal. Who wants to get started? Tom.
Atlanta.
Atlanta is on the list. That's one for you.
Oh, of course.
Denver?
No.
Denver is not on the list yet. Nope. I think also coming next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They must have made some big improvements.
Mm-hmm, they did.
I figured with our winter driving,
Nope.
It would be a really long time.
Mm-hmm. They've already expanded into the winter areas. Anything else? So we have one for Tom. There's still a ton, and there's some very obvious ones.
New York?
New York, not on the list, is also coming.
And Boston?
Boston, same, I think, same thing. At least it's not on the list.
It's probably warm weather city.
So since...
Dallas.
Have we reached
Dallas,
the point?
Dallas is correct. Oh. 2 points. Tom?
Minneapolis?
Nope, not yet.
See, I'm so forward thinking.
Okay. I'll give you one
Kerlock,
guess each.
California.
Nope. I'll give you one guess each and then we'll wrap it up.
I'm done.
Dallas.
Dallas we already had. It was Tom who said that.
Oh, well,
give me a different one. Give me a different one.
Give you a different one.
Yeah. So, Ian, you want to jump in between while Jeff thinks about it?
Well, I'm just trying to think of somewhere else. Minnesota.
Minnesota is not a...
Minneapolis.
That we already had Minneapolis. We already had that. It was already a guess.
Chicago.
Nope.
Chicago.
Ian, last one.
Fort Lauderdale.
Sorry, what was that?
Fort Lauderdale, as in down
there. No.
Disneyland and all that kind of madness.
Nope. So, well, you were roughly in the right area.
Orlando.
So, Orlando, Florida is one. Yeah. Houston and San Antonio in Texas. And Los Angeles. Los Angeles in California. I thought you would guess that. Yeah. By the way, they have expanded already they have plans to go to 32. Including London in the UK and Tokyo in Japan.
Oh,
so
nice.
Just from 10 to 32 is the plan.
Look how forward thinking I was with my guess.
Jeff can see the future.
Yes.
You can see the future.
You can see the future. So yeah. Let's have a quick look at
Can we
scores.
Give Jeff 2 points for next year's quiz?
No. Not how it works.
Can I bank extra credit for next year?
So we got 4 more points for Tom, and we got 8 points for Jeff, and unfortunately nothing for Ian. Sorry. All right, let's reload that. It's still generating. And we have the current standing like that. Tom is still leading with 8 points, but Jeff was able to catch up on this Christmas crank around with 8 points. And Ian, you're very much behind now with only 2 points. I'm sorry. Good. Let's jump into the next round. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. So Ian, you get to start. Let's have a good number.
5, please.
Let's have a good number. 5. Oh, that I remember that story. I brought that. Microsoft announced what quantum chip in February 2025 that carves a new path for quantum computing. What's the name of that chip? I want to know. I remember bringing that
tensor
story.
Is the thing I think of, but that's somebody else.
Nope.
So
I remember the story, and I
yeah, I don't
remember
the story, but I don't remember the thing.
I would guess Tom would know.
Yeah, I was thinking Tom's gonna jump in there like swimwear.
I remember Tom wasn't there when we discussed the story.
But I remember listening to it. I would say the name was Jerry.
Nope. Jeff, nope. Any guess? None. 3, 2, 1.
Deep thought.
Majorana one is the answer for that.
No, that does not stick in one's brain.
Nope.
Deep thought would have been a great name.
Deep Thought would have been a great name, but
also was
probably already taken for something else, I guess. You know, yeah, it's too obvious.
I mean, yeah, that computer's already working on the answer to life, the universe.
That is true, so. I think it's some particle or something, Majorana, that's why it's called that. Quantum something. Tom, your number.
How about revolution number 9?
XAI made headlines in July 2025 when Elon announced they were hiring engineers. For what purpose?
Clean the bathroom?
It was a ridiculous reason. Otherwise, we wouldn't have talked about it.
The refactor Twitter code through Vibe Cody.
Nope. Anybody has a guess? We talked about it. I remember it.
To write all the answers for the AI?
No, but that would have been ridiculous.
To promote Elon's theories of the world.
Nope. It was to make anime girls. Generate anime girls.
Of course it was.
Obviously.
Yes, of course. Of course, obviously. So that was number 9.
I mean, how else are we going to design Elon's dream girl?
That's true. That is true.
Or Dream Fox or Dream Panda or whatever. Means,
Chef, Dream it's Panda. Your turn.
Let's go with 31.
31. In a September 2025 report, what group of young people were found to have worse mental health outcomes without access to online spaces?
I do know this. It's our it's our LGBTQ community, our trans community.
Yeah. Correct. That was correct.
Yes, I remember bringing this story, I think. One of us brought this story.
I think I brought that story. At least one of us did.
Yeah. I think that might have been the same week where I pointed out that it was the LGBTQ Memorial Awareness Week.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, and also
look at the stuff I remember.
Yeah, but not the answer to the question. Good. That's already the end of our fourth round, since the rounds are quite short. So let's add up the results. And not a great round. Jeff got 2 points, which of course means...
It seems to me like it was a kick-ass round.
That means Jeff is now ahead of Tom with 10 points. But of course, we have still a lot of questions to
Tom,
go.
That should actually be very concerning. <to
you. laughs> Jeff remembers more than Tom. Yes, that should be. All right, Ian, your turn.
Oh, let's go for 19.
19. Oh, this is a good one. What Mastodon-related announcement happened in November 2025?
The guy who founded it stepping away, whose name I can't remember.
I'll give you that. This guy, the name is Eugen Rocco or something. Eugene.
That's probably why I couldn't remember. I can tell you why he's stepping back, because he does it. He doesn't want the limelight and all the other nonsense that goes with running a large thing. He'd rather now set the ball in motion to step away. And that's a good idea.
Yeah. So 2 points for you for that one. Tom, what's your next number?
About 45.
45. Let's scroll all the way down here. 45. Oh, what streaming service was shut down by Amazon in July? Do you remember that? It's a service you've never heard of. We talked about exactly that fact, that we've never heard of it even.
I'm trying to think of all the little services they...
streaming service shut down by Amazon in July.
Not a video converting, a streaming service.
Streaming service. Video streaming. Standard kind of competitor to Prime, kind of.
I don't remember.
Anybody else going to guess?
It's killing me trying to remember. You know what? I'm going to make up a name just okay, so that someone's sure, throwing an answer out there. AWAM.
Nope. The name, unless Ian is a guess. Nope.
No, I was racking. I was just, that sound was me racking my brain.
I could hear it. The name of the service was Freevee. Freevee.
Freevee.
Oh, Freevee. Oh, I've seen, yeah, I've seen the app somewhere. Yes.
Yes.
I was on the right path with the sound of the name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had the sound right, but it was
I had
that,
the vibe going.
Yes, yes. Speaking of vibes, I think whose turn was that now?
That was me, I think.
Okay, exactly. So it's Jeff's turn.
Let's go with 15.
15. After many years of service, which Microsoft messaging service was shut down in May 2025? And this one has a bonus if you can tell me how old it was.
Skype.
Correct.
And it was, God, I don't know. How old was that? 20?
20?
Sure, let's go with 20.
Someone else want to guess?
25. 18.
I'll give that point to Ian. He's closer. So 2 points.
He's come
that
back.
Was 15. Oh. So 2 points for Jeff, 1 point for Ian. Yeah, it was 23.
Hmm.
So 20 was not close enough, Jeff. I didn't mark it. There we go.
Only 23.
Yeah, I mean it literally like was a product of this century.
It could drive.
That's also true, but it was also a product of this century and this millennia.
Yeah.
Like that's the scary part. So in this round we have 3 points for Ian and 2 points for Jeff. That brings the total to that brings the total to 12 points for Jeff, still leading, 9 points ahead of Tom. And Ian, you're catching up to Tom with 5 points.
Ooh.
Don't worry, Tom.
Whoa.
You'll make a comeback.
Yeah. Let's do one more round and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Ian, your turn.
38.
Google released Nano Banana Pro in November. What is it?
It's an AI-based image creation service.
Correct. That is 2 points for you in round number six.
That was that was a gimme, that was. I'll take that way to the bank.
Now, Ian, I would have gotten it right, but used the wrong words, so still missed the points.
Probably. It's a weird name, so you don't know what it is, but you got it. Tom, that means your turn.
23,
and me. 23, where is it? There. Oh, what U.S. government agency was hacked in November 2025? You know, there's many options, but
can I tell you the ones that weren't hacked?
No. I want to know specifically that one. We did talk about that. 23. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
CDC.
Nope, it was not the CDC. I'll open it up.
Social Security.
Nope. But way before.
Okay. It's in my defense, there's so much happening every single day right yes, now in this country.
Yes.
I can't keep track.
That is true. Ian, any guesses?
Do we count what Doge was doing the whole time?
No. No. It was the Congressional Budget Office. That was a click. Yes. So unfortunately, no points for this one. And that means, Jeff, it is your turn.
Have we done 35 yet?
I think so. Let me double check. No, we have not done 35, and that is actually another Christmas cracker.
Oh,
you're
oh,
lucky.
More points for me to
4 points.
Daily double.
Yeah, that one might be interesting because we have new emoji that are being added to the standard emoji set, and we talked or we had that in September. And I want to know, there is 7 extra emoji that we now have. I want to know which ones.
Oh my god.
And I want the official the official names, not some descriptions.
You have no idea. Oh.
You know, I should just seed right now, but okay. So we now have avocado.
Nope. It's already in there.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, it shows you how often I'm writing naughty emoji messages.
Yes.
We have I don't know what they're called. So we have the oh, crap.
It's great to listen to you come up with absolutely nothing.
I know, but the thing is, I should know these, and I've talked about them, and I can see some of them in my head. There's a isn't there like a new wink emoji, a different kind of wink?
Nope.
No, of course not. And we already had taco.
Yep, we already had taco.
So it's not taco.
No.
It's I feel stupid because I actually know some of these.
That's why I picked the question. I was like, you should know that.
Yeah, I should know this. So let's see. We already had unicorns.
You're listing all the ones we already had. That's gonna be a long show if you do that.
Yeah, well, I hope everyone brought a lunch. No, I feel really stupid because I should know all of these. We have a new like person blowing wind kind of thing.
Nope.
I don't think we got any new ones for bad for naughty messaging.
No, not really. Yeah. Well, no. maybe one. I don't know. Could be. Okay, I'll open up to the panel and see if someone else has any freaking clue what it could be.
Looks like a treasure chest.
There's one that looks like a treasure chest. That's 1 point for you, Ian.
Oh,
that's the one. That's the only thing I was trying to remember. The things I remember seeing.
There's definitely.
Is there some more musical instruments?
There's a musical instrument, but I want to know specifically one.
I have no idea then.
Yes, there's also an animal that's in there. Well, kind of two actually, if you think about it. So I'm an animal and kind of an animal, and.
Tom, why didn't you guess man, bear, pig?
It's a kind of an animal.
Nope. Okay. Any last guesses? Well, I'll tell you. Okay. So
I clearly need to step up my texting game.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You will have a task over actually whenever you can when they're released, because they're just now in the standard, so it's gonna take a little while. So the answer is, this was 35, yes. So that was 1 point for Ian. The answers are Distorted Face, Fight Cloud, you know, like comic books.
I'm sorry, what?
Fight Cloud? Yeah, Fight Cloud, like, you know, the comic books where they're fighting.
Oh, you see the fists and the things coming to a...
Fight Cloud. Orca, you know, animal.
Uh-oh, hold on. I have visitors.
You have visitors.
The maintenance people. I'll be back.
That's fine. Orca was one. Hairy creature inspired by various global Bigfoot-esque cryptids. The music instrument was a trombone.
Of course.
Oh, trombone.
Yes. We have a landslide. And a treasure chest you already mentioned. So that are the seven that were announced. 14 points could have been Jeff's, but unfortunately, the only point that we got was Ian's one guess. Hey, you got one.
That was vague memories, really vague.
Yeah, so I would say that was a good round for Ian, because you're the only one who made points in this one. We're adding 3 points to your sheet. So 3 points for Ian, nothing for Jeff, nothing for Tom, unfortunately. So let me refresh this so people can see that also on the stream. So we have Jeff still leading with 12 points, Tom still at 9, but Ian, you are catching up. You're 1 point behind Tom. 8 points.
God.
So that's... couple rounds like this and you will win. Like, it's not that far.
Win it.
You could still win it.
Who knows?
Who knows?
All this prize is to lose.
Yes. So let's go into the next round without Jeff. We'll just do one more until he's back.
Yeah, go on.
So Ian, yours.
29, have we had that?
29 we've not had.
Cool. Time out.
So, in September 2025, researchers warned about what trend where senior developers became AI babysitters.
Vibe coding.
Correct. So, seventh round, 29, and 2 points for Ian. Yay, good job. See, you're catching up. And Tom, that means it's your turn.
About 20.
20. Let's scroll up to number 20. WhatsApp was in the news in June. What controversial feature did they launch? June this year. Controversial feature for WhatsApp.
Oh, pick me. I know this one.
Pick me. Three, two,
full end-to-end encryption.
No, not controversial enough. Jeff, you said you had the answer.
In-chat ads.
Correct. That was it. Yeah. Advertisement or ads in WhatsApp. Yes.
Also, I want to point out that was the single fastest maintenance fix for a programmable light switch I have ever experienced. They're like, oh yeah, we know what this is. They walk in there. Here, see this hidden button right here? Do this to it, and it starts working again. Okay. Anyhow.
Great. Good job. All right. That means it's yes. Jeff, your turn. We did another round for you.
So what number did Ian pick? So I don't grab that.
Ian picked 20, and Tom picked 29.
20 and 29. Okay, then let's go with 25.
25. Yes. In the 20s now. Good one. Airbus had to order software fixes in November 2025. Due to what phenomenon?
Wait, Airbus had to
order software fixes in November due to what phenomenon? It's not that long ago, Jeff.
Yeah,
maybe 3 weeks.
Okay, here's the awesome thing. I have literally no recollection of this whatsoever. So what phenomenon? Their planes were going into a nosedive.
Kind of, but not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay.
So Ian, I'll let you answer.
Was it sun flares?
Yes. Sun flares.
Cosmic flares or whatever.
It was cosmic radiation or sun flares, like basically, yes.
Suspected.
That was the reason.
Suspected.
Right. Suspected, yes.
Yeah, it was very dodgy, wasn't it?
That was the reason. Dodgy. Yes, we talked about that recently.
Okay, so sun flares, and it was confusing their navigation systems and making them think they had to dive.
That's how it was discovered. The planes all of a sudden went into a brief dive and then like leveled out again, and they didn't know why. And that was like in the summer somewhere, and that was the reason for that fix. So, okay. Ian.
The passengers didn't seem to appreciate it,
unfortunately. Definitely not. So, Ian, another 3 points, and Jeff adds one. Tom, I think I know what's happening because you didn't have any points in this round. So, I think there's a change on the leaderboard now. We have Jeff with 13 points leading still, but Ian right behind him with 11 and Tom with 9 now in third place. So let's take a quick break, talk about our sponsor, Jeff.
Oh, I think that's a great idea because there's a higher likelihood I will remember that Aw Technologies is our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is making sure that we have the resources to have shows like this every single week so that all of you can watch in real time as I fail to remember everything we've talked about, anything we've talked about throughout the year, and then go back and laugh at me again and again. Because there's also a place for the show recordings to live and the website to live. It's all there because Aw Technologies has our back, and we really appreciate that. And they can have your back too. If you have a facility, a location where you need to have remote real-time monitoring of that site, that location, that project, whatever it is, that's what they can do for you. They can make sure that you have those cameras running and whatever else you need to be able to effectively monitor that that site. And they're great at what they do. And so, use them for that. Okay, now, their website is Aw Technologies, or is it singular? Crap.
No, it's Aw Technologies.
Aw Technologies. So it's awetechnologies.co.uk. And I feel like I'm clearly on brand because I say that URL all the time. And yet today, I suddenly was like, oh, crap, is it technologies or technology? It's awtechnologies.co.uk. So thank you for that, Aw Technologies. And Patrice, do you want to tell people about the live chat? Or since you're hosting, do you want me to stumble through it?
I'll let you stumble through it because I want to hear that.
Okay, so no pressure. Okay, so Patrice did this amazing job a couple years ago of modernizing our live stream so that when you go to live.britishtechnetwork.com, you have this great unified interface where you can see the live stream and the live chat is just right there. And so you can see all the links. When we put links in there, you can chat with us in real time. And we love it because we get to interact with all of you while we're recording a show. You can change your name if you want. There's a little purple button at the top of the chat, and click on that, and then you can change your name. And yeah, there you go. But let's say you're watching or listening to the show later, and you still want to see what happened in the live chat. For that, you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat.
Correct.
And there you'll see. Do I get points for this?
Nope.
And there you will see this cool calendar that, of course, Patrice made happen. Mm-hmm. Click on the date for the show. Today is December 18th, 2025.
Yep.
And there you'll see the chat. And and you can go back to, what, like 2015 to see all the ridiculous things that we've said for many, many years.
There are many ridiculous things.
Yes. By the way, I did not invent the chat. I think that might have been Anders or someone like that.
Yeah. Well, you get the credit for making it modern and awesome. So
there's that. Yes.
I think I adequately described the chat.
You did.
I hope.
You did.
Okay.
So let's jump in back into the quiz and pick into next rounds. We still have a little bit of time, so we'll go a couple more. Ian, your turn.
Has 33 gone?
33 is gone, yes.
Okay, in that case, I will go with 47.
47, the very last one. That's an easy one for you. True or false? Elon Musk created Alphapedia, a Wikipedia clone, in October.
True.
It's false.
Oh,
it was called Grokipedia.
Oh, Grokipedia. She knew it'd be called Grokky something. Yeah,
well. Yeah. See, I came up with an alternative, Alphapedia, and you fell for it. You fell for it.
I usually fall for those sort of things.
Yes. Yeah, and unfortunately, that one nobody can steal because I have to give you the answer. So 47, no points. Tom, what's your number?
How about lucky 13?
13. Oh, that's a question right up your alley. Intel went through major upheaval in 2025. Who did they appoint as CEO in March, and who did they succeed? So 4 points for that one, if you know both.
Lip-Bu-Tan succeeded Pat Gelsinger.
Correct. 4 points
Holy
for Tom.
Holy fucking shirtballs.
13. Yeah. Well, four points. Good job.
And I was
that was a
Tom thinking,
question.
Wait, who succeeded Ballmer?
wrong company. But
they haven't replaced Tim Cook yet, have they?
but Jeff, you
know what time is it?
Yeah, well, it's true. Jeff, you know what comes now? You get to pick a number.
I get to pick a number.
Yes. I didn't say you answer a question. Just pick a number.
No, which is fair. I'm thinking we haven't done any single-digit numbers for a while, so let's do 8.
Let's do 8. Oh, that's an acquisition story. That's fun. Vimeo was acquired in September 2025. By which company?
Bending Spoons.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
That all I can think of is that company with the goofy name that buys all the best properties.
So why is it that that rando bit of information, I could just pop it off like that.
That was number 8, yes, correct. Okay, that's already the 8th round, and we have quite some points to distribute. So Tom added 4 points, and Jeff added 2 points. No points for Ian this time around. Two points for Jeff. So that means we'll have... Nope. 15 points for Jeff and 13 points for Tom, and Ian is unfortunately back at the back of the pack with 11.
You know, for me, I feel like I've already won on a personal level because I just wanted to finish the game with more than 0.
Okay, let's do another round. So, Ian, next number.
Yay. Where are we? I'm going through my little spreadsheet here of things that I hope I didn't miss because I was looking at something else at the time. Let's go with the low digit, 6.
6 is still available. Both Netflix and Paramount made jaw-dropping acquisition offers in December. For which major company, and bonus points for the rough, at least, amounts that they offer?
They were going for... Oh, God, my brain is empty.
Jeff knows it. Jeff knows it.
I know Jeff. I can see Jeff knows it. I need a moment more when my brain comes back together. They bought Warner. They were buying Warner Brothers.
Correct. That's 2 points for that.
And there was some horrendous amount of billions of dollars. Like,
yes.
I'll go 50.
Nope. There's okay. Two numbers you can give me. 50 is definitely not one of them.
Or something like 8 then.
No, so far off. No.
Okay.
Jeff was next.
I will be satisfied with the fact I got the first. I managed to draw the first one out of my senile brain.
2 points for Ian for question number 6. 2 points for Ian. And Jeff, you have 2 guesses for the numbers?
I can get us in the ballpark.
Okay.
87.5 for Netflix. And I think it was 124 for Paramount.
Tom, any guesses from you?
think Paramount was a little bit lower. I think wasn't Paramount like 110?
Okay, 110 and
Netflix, I had the same recollection as Jeff, around 90.
Okay, I'll give you both 1 point, because the correct answer is you're both correct, but only for one of them, roughly, or close enough. So 82.7.
So I'm closer. Yep.
Yes, you're 82.7, so Jeff, you're close for Netflix. And Paramount offered 108.4, so Tom, you're closer for that one. It's not 120.
Well, I think the one thing people forget is Paramount is bidding for all of it, Warner Brothers and Discovery.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, those were the numbers. We'll see how that ends.
So that, Tom, you know what? That was the best question of the entire day, because we all got to share it.
It's true.
We all knew something
it's
about
true.
It.
Everybody got something.
Everybody got
Tom,
something.
Tom, your number.
Let's go with number 10.
Number 10, since we're there already. True or false? Elon Musk's Grok AI praised Hitler in a now infamous incident in July.
True.
That is true, indeed. True.
To be true.
Yeah, I almost made that a false and came up with some other ridiculous thing, but it was just too ridiculous to begin with. So 2 points for Tom for around
anything ridiculous,
nine.
True or false with Elon is automatically true.
You're not sure. Yeah. You're not sure. I can come up with some pretty ridiculous things that, like, for that one.
No,
like Alphapedia.
Alphapedia.
Yeah, Alphapedia.
That was a good
Jeff.
One.
Jeff.
Alphapedia was actually really good. Let's go with 28.
28. Down here, another true or false. So you should get that one. True or false? Waymo has currently no public plans to expand their autonomous ride-hailing services internationally.
That is false.
That is correct. London and Tokyo. I already mentioned that earlier. So you
I would
get,
have been really worried, Jeff.
You
if you
get
didn't get
2 points.
Yeah, I would. I was thinking that
2 points,
just so
but
know,
it was this close.
50-50 chance.
It was this close. Well, yes.
I had to stop and think. Like, hold on. Did Patrice just throw me a trick question?
All right. So we have 3 more points for Tom. We have 3 more points for Jeff. And we have 2 points for Ian. In this round, so that gives us a total. I will reload and then we'll
this
see.
Point spread is not at all going the way I expected.
So Jeff 18 points to the leading, wow. Tom 16 and Ian 13. Yeah, very close. We're still we still have a couple minutes, so can still some.
We do two more rounds.
Yeah, probably 2 more rounds. So Ian, you're next.
Oh no, I probably lost track now where all the numbers have gone. 10?
I think 10 is gone. Yeah, 10 is gone.
10 is gone.
11?
11 is still available. Jack Dorsey launched a new messaging app in July, but what critical flaw did he admit it had?
Nobody used it?
That might be true, but that was not the flaw we were looking for.
I have no idea. On that
anybody
one,
has
recall.
A guess? That was 11, right? Yes.
I'm trying to remember the name.
No, it has a flaw. It's not the name of the app I'm looking for. It's the flaw.
Oh, but it has
like,
a flaw.
It has a very important flaw, like something that kind of very ridiculous.
You can't see other people's posts.
Nope. It's even dumber than that.
Even dumber than that.
Yes, it's even dumber than that.
You can't post?
No. Oh, that would be dumb, but no. No, it's supposedly a secure end-to-end encrypted messaging app, and it's not been tested for security.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jack.
Other than that, it's fine.
Yes. Yeah, that, as I said, it was even dumber than that. We did have that very... very much. Tom, your number.
Number 7.
Number 7. Meta quietly acquired which AI device startup in December this year? Just happened. A week or two ago.
Was it... I'm trying to think of those two little companies. Humane.
Nope. Anybody has a guess? It's also a name of a movie and a TV show. About
Avatar.
Smart people. About smart people.
Girls? That's a weird
thing. No. Limitless is the name of the company. Limitless.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah, no points
on
this one.
It was that movie.
Yep, movie, TV show, and also they have a hardware device.
I Jeff. Think I deserve extra credit for Golden Girls.
No. No, you do I not. Would use,
I would use the crap out of that AI.
No, it was actually hardware. Jeff, but you get to pick a number.
30.
30. ChatGPT faced what kind of complaints to the FTC in October? So what did people complain about? To the FTC.
To the FTC.
To the FTC.
Mm-hmm.
That it was giving them incorrect answers to queries?
Nope. That would have been not... I mean, people will complain about that, but that's not something they would send to the FTC. Anybody has a guess?
It's, you know...
Ian?
Giving health advice? Or mental health advice?
No, but close.
Encouraging people to commit suicide, wasn't there?
I'll give you that one. It's psychological harm or mental health harm. That's what I was looking for. So Ian, you were very close, but I was like, it's not the advice that
wrong
was
way.
The problem.
Wrong way. No, it's the wrong way, isn't it? Yeah.
So 1 point for Tom, actually.
That was a terrible story, right?
It was a terrible story. Yes. Yes. So unfortunately, this round not very successful for us because the only one who got a point was on this last one was Tom.
Ooh, 1 point.
Yay, one Yay. Point. So that brings Tom up to 17 and Jeff is still leading with 18 and Ian, you're still behind with 13.
Yeah.
So let's do one more.
Standard.
Standard. So Tom, this is where you can take back the win.
Yes, last round. Let me double check. I don't think we have any Christmas crackers left. Nope. But there's still points to be won. Still possible. Ian.
44, if it hasn't gone.
44, true or false? OnlyFans' founder wanted to buy Instagram in April.
True, I guess.
No, it is false. It was TikTok.
It wasn't far off then.
Nope, but it was TikTok.
It seemed plausible, to be fair. It seemed completely plausible. There was no way.
Totally plausible.
Well,
yeah.
Ian, in your defense, no way that wasn't Instagram plausible. Is trying to be TikTok.
Yes, that is true. Tom.
Let's do 27.
27. This AI startup pitched AI teachers to parents and it went horribly wrong. What's their name? I remember bringing that story.
I remember you bringing this story.
Wow,
I
Jeff.
Can even see the Which graphic AI from started? The article.
But what's the name of the company?
It went horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Anthropic.
No. Anybody has a guess? Three.
Lord?
Nope. It was Alpha School.
Alpha School?
Yes, it was Alpha School. Yes, you cannot make that shit up.
You've made that shit up.
You cannot make that shit up even.
As soon as you got the A sound out of your mouth, oh yeah.
She made that before with Alphapedia, so Christ knows. It's made up. We're being conned.
Nope.
Right.
So one more for Jeff. Last one,
All right, let's,
I guess, yeah.
Let's go with three.
all the way up here at 3. In a bizarre move, Meta reportedly offered a staggering amount to poach OpenAI talent in June. How much was the offer, supposedly?
A lot.
$2 billion.
Nope. Nope. Not even close. Tom?
$100 billion.
Nope. You're all way over. Meta doesn't have that much money to flow around.
Yeah, it's spread out.
$500 million.
Nope. It's all wrong. This round is horrible. Like, nobody got any answers. It was 100 million, yes.
It was 100. Oh. Okay, millions,
for
millions.
For an employee, that's still a lot of money.
Oh, per person. I was thinking, like, in total.
We're thinking the budget. We're all thinking the
it might have been. It might have even been the budget. I mean, think about it. Like, that's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I had the 100. I had the 100 in my head.
Yeah, 100 billion.
Millions and billions mixed up. Yes.
All right. So I think no big changes in this round. And yeah, I think we're running out of time. Unless you want to do another one. We can do one more if you want. Quick one. Since this one was not very successful.
I got to go to the post office.
All right. Then let's wrap it up and let's have a look at the final standings. Haven't changed in the last round. So after 11 rounds of guessing and not knowing, a lot of not guessing, getting the points, we have a last place, of course, Ian, 13 points. Respectable still. I mean, still in the 10th. Still in the 10th. So Jeff and Tom, did you make it? Do you guess? No, you did. You did not. It's still the same as before. It's still the same as before. Tom, 17 points, second place. And that means Jeff, the person who doesn't remember anything, has a memory like a goldfish, still remembered enough to get 18 points somehow.
I don't get how that happened. Tom, I really expected you to take the lead back a long time ago.
Yeah, I can tell you how that happened. The 8 points from the Christmas cracker that you got.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
Yes. Otherwise.
Yeah, but look at all the zeros I have. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A lot of zeros.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
So we scored a total of 48 points out of.
Wait a second. I can
about 150 points.
I can tell you how many. Out of 132. 132 points, and you got
a little bit more than a third.
Yeah, I got about a third. All right. Well, 132 if everybody had guessed it in the first time, and you had also guessed all, like we had done all the questions, so not entirely. I could tell you how many those were, how many we did actually answer. Let me guess that real quick. I can tell you that. Not this and not that. And so we have 110. Still one more over here.
I am certainly the unexpected winner.
106 points. We did, in theory, 106 points. So about half of the points you actually got. All right. Yeah, I think that's it for this year, for this show. I hope you had fun. I will share with everybody the other questions. I had a question about acquiring Johnny Ive's company and where did he go. I had a question about the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, who that was. We had another Nvidia milestone because it reached the five trillion mark as a public company. We had summoning of CEOs from Twitch, Reddit, and Discord to talk about online radicalization. We had a cyber attack of Jaguar Land Rover that paused production in this year. Samsung and Meta released the Oakley Meta Vanguard smart glasses. That was one. Spotify launched lossless music streaming. That was a question. Intel's chief executive of products left in September. We had ChatGPT 5.1 that had new personalities and renamed personalities. We had an end-to-end encrypted smart toilet camera that was not end-to-end encrypted, in fact. So that was funny.
Still funny.
We had an Amazon product, like a low price Amazon shopping app called Bazaar that launched. We had Dishy being put on a government building close to the White House so that they can have Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes.
So Starlink was being used there.
Starlink was being used, yes.
Yeah. Duolingo killed their mascot using a Cybertruck. And iRobot, and that is actually a very recent one, the known household electronics company went filed for bankruptcy this month. That was iRobot. Yeah. So the one that actually defined the entire category is also the one that now is filing for bankruptcy. So that was all the questions that we had. So a lot happened, as you can see. I hope you had a good year with us. I hope you all enjoyed this quiz, and we will be back. We didn't actually talk about it, but I'm guessing we'll be back. What's that? See, I would need a calendar now to know. Somewhere.
If only we had the technology for that.
Yeah, that would be great. Probably on the 8th, I would guess, of January. Yeah. With our year in review, we'll look at our predictions for 2025, and then also talk about what we predict for 2026, and we'll see how wrong we all are. So, there's that.
Inevitably quite wrong.
Of course, like always. So, I would say I'll hand back to Jeff to take us out of this show. And
all right. Then we can enjoy it. First, Patrice, thank you for everything you did for this. The level of work that you had to put into this is crazy, and I get
absolutely
how involved it is. So thank you for everything you did to make this come together. You absolutely rock.
You're welcome. That was fun. It's always fun to come up with all those ridiculous questions.
Yeah, this was an absolute blast. And I would have said that even if I still had 0 points. just absolutely fantastic. So thank you. And with that, Patrice, where can people find you when you're not busy making these incredible Christmas quizzes?
Well, I'll do the same thing tomorrow on the on the Mac show. See, I'm already forgetting what show I'm on. Tomorrow on the Mac show, I'll do the same thing. We'll talk about what happened in the Apple year of news. I mean, we didn't talk at all about Apple. So you can find me usually on this show and on the Mac show, Patrice Tech Network. You can find everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com is where you get all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, literally everything. And Jeff and I have a really cool podcast called Retro Rewatch. We rewatch retro TV shows. And is tomorrow? I think it's Shades of Grey tomorrow. Did we do it? I think we did 100 days last week, so it should be Shades of Grey this week. So Shades of Grey will be out tomorrow. And you will see what we thought about that.
Awesome. All right. Tom, where can people find you?
People can find me on Mastodon. I am TomF at sfba.social.
In my head now, you now have a new name. You're just Tom Mastodon.
Tom Mastodon. Oh, that's funny.
Wasn't it yesterday was the anniversary of the congressman or somebody who talked about John Mastodon, the founder of Mastodon?
Yes. I remember that. I just don't remember what the date was, but yeah. Good times. So you're his brother.
I am.
Yeah. Ian, where can people find you?
People can find me here on the Big Show every Thursday, not knowing anything about tech and having really bad memory. Otherwise, also, I can be found on LinkedIn. My name is Ian Grant, and I work for Veeam. So you can find me there. I post every now and again stuff what we're up to.
Awesome. Okay. And then for me, Jay Gamut on the various social medias, and I'm active right now on Mastodon, PixelFed, and Blue Sky, but also Instagram for December, because that's where a lot of people expect to find my my Lego advent calendar photos. Mm-hmm. Then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS, here on the British Tech Network for the Big Show and the Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine, and as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch, and I cannot wait to see what we thought of Shades of Grey. So with that, thank you again to you, Patrice, specifically for all the hard work that you put into making the Christmas quiz happen and be so successful. But also thank you to the three of you just for being so awesome and making me smile and laugh. We all need more smiles and laughs in the world. So Thank you for that. Hey, everyone that watches and listens live and participates in the live chat, thank you for being part of this. Everyone that watches or listens to the show recordings later on, so glad you were part of this as well. Hey, Ewan, thanks for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And Awe Technologies, thank you for being our sponsor. And with that, it is now time to wrap up and go study some Apple stuff so we're prepared as best as we can be for the Christmas quiz on the Mac Show tomorrow. No. I still don't know how many color iPhones there are. Join us tomorrow for the Mac Show to see how little about Apple I remember. And then everyone have a wonderful holiday season, and we will see you again after the first of the year.